Walt Disney Pictures and Be Sky B present High School Musical 3, starring Zac Efron as Troy Belton, Vanessa Hudgens as Gabriella Montez, Ashley Tisdale as Sharpay Evans, Lucas Grabeel as Ryan Evans, Corbin Bleu as Chad Danforth, and Monique Coleman as Taylor McKessie. Sweaty Troy is on the basketball court. He's bent down, then looks back at the clock, which is quickly running out of time. The score is Wildcats 26, Knights 45.
Let's go!
Troy has passed the ball. He dribbles down the court. He throws it to another team member who loses possession to the Knights. They now head back to the court and score. Again, Troy has passed the ball and heads down the court. His team, the Wildcats, again failed to score.
And that concludes the first half of play in our state championship final game, with West High Knights leading defending champion East High Wildcats 47-26. 16 minutes remaining in the game.
The Wildcats, in a red and white kit, walk sadly into the dressing room. The coach, Troy's dad, sees their disheartened faces. Troy's taping two of his fingers together. The coach strides confidently into the dressing room.
All right. No more X's and O's, okay? Forget about the scoreboard. Because here's a number that matters. 16. There's 16 minutes left in this game, guys. There's only 16 minutes left in the season. And for the seniors on this squad, guys, you've only got 16 minutes left in a Wildcat uniform. So make them count. 16 minutes to be a team.
Captains! All right. Hey, guys. You heard Coach. We're all going to remember the next 16 minutes for a long time after we leave East High. So it's now or never. Chad?
What team?
Wildcats!
What team?
Wildcats!
What team?
Wildcats!
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 Yeah!
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 16.
The team run back out onto the court with their morale boosted. Troy is knocked over.
Okay.
Come on, Troy!
Gabriella, in a white dress, appears from the crowd.
Right now I can hardly breathe.
Oh, you can do it, just know.
I'm triple teamed. I can't get a shot up.
What do you want to do, Captain?
Let's put in Rocket Man.
Rocket Man? Troy, you're 2 points away.
I know. Just get me the ball.
Okay. Rocket Man! Come on, Rocket Man! You're in!
Go!
The skinny boy steps up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Calm down, okay? All right. Keep your eyes on me.
This is the last time to get it right. This is the last chance to make it on.
Yeah.
We gotta show what we're all about.
Troy passes the ball to Rocket Boy, who shoots and scores.
Yes! Wow! You won, dude! You won! You
won! Troy is lifted into the air and handed a gold cup. The crowd go wild as he kisses the cup and lifts it into the air. Now, outside a house party, Troy and Chad push a white broken-down pickup truck.
I'm pushing!
You better be pushing.
I'm pushing. Push harder.
Chad, treat.
Home sweet home.
I'm saving for a new fuel pump.
Mm-hmm. Save faster.
There are loads of people at the celebration party.
Hey, turn it up, Kelsey. How you doing, girl? Whoa, watch that tail, man. It's dangerous.
You know it. Congratulations, Wildcat. Hey,
thanks. Can I fix your plate?
I'm one of everything.
Celebrating or something?
What's up, girls? Back-to-back champions.
Hey, Coach Kellogg, you got a couple empty lockers up there at U of A?
Hopefully not for long.
Hey, I bet Charlie Danforth will suit up for you next season.
A front row seat will be just fine.
I'll tell you, that teamwork I saw out of you guys tonight, that last assist where you gave up the final shot, that's the kind of players I'm looking for, huh?
Thanks, man.
Hey, we're going to see you in Red Hawk uniforms next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amen to that, too. Hey, go have some fun.
Okay.
Congratulations, Troy.
Hey, thanks.
Yo. Hey, dude. Sweet game.
Hey, Troy. Great house, bro. Your room is way cool.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You were in my room?
Well, yeah. I just took a picture. Look, I'm doing mine the same way.
Great.
Dude, we should hang out tonight, man. Get to know each other or something.
Yeah, sure. I just gotta grab the championship trophy I left in my truck.
Oh, dude, don't sweat it. I'm on it.
Oh, okay.
As Kelsey DJs, Troy and Gabriella are alone in the treehouse.
So, another top secret hiding place?
You're the second girl I've ever had up here. The first was my mom. She only climbed up here to get me down.
Well, I'm honored. This place is so cool.
Yeah, me and my dad built it.
So is that the coach from U of A down there?
Yeah. He's at my house. Crazy.
I bet he's already got your name on a locker.
It's always been my dad's dream. Now I'm gonna end up in his alma mater. Did I just say that?
You know, my mom and I have been talking about Stanford University pretty much since I was born.
Man, you're already in. That's so cool.
Except she won't stop talking about it. It's embarrassing.
Come on, she's proud of you. I'm proud of you.
The thing about Stanford is that it's 1,053
miles from here. I know. Suddenly seems like the rest of the school year is coming at us so fast.
Yeah. I wish it would all just stop. At least just slow down.
The good-looking couple both look thoughtful.
Can you imagine what would happen if we could have any dream? I'd wish this moment was ours to own it, and that it would never leave.
Then I would thank that star and
made our wish come true.
Oh yeah, 'cause he knows that where you are is where I should be too.
Gabriella snuggles up to Troy with a wistful look.
Is this a pirate's whale?
No.
Oh, very cute.
I haven't played with Robo-Rob since third grade.
I'm Robo-Rob.
Don't break him.
A red cape.
That's Chad's.
Sure it is. Now? It's just like kindergarten.
Troy, you have guests. Don't make me come up there and get you again. Hi, Gabriella.
We'll be right down, Mom. She really will come up here if we don't go down.
Oh.
A new day at school and a banner reads, "Congratulations, Wildcats, back-to-back champions." In a red convertible sports car, Lon Sharpay arrives at the school. On the bonnet of her car, the initials SE are painted on. Her number plate reads Fabulous. Sharpay climbs out of the car in a white shirt, red leather miniskirt, and long red leather knee-high boots. The boots have red tassels that swing as she confidently strides into the school. In the corridor, the other students move out of the way, and the boys swoon as she passes. She approaches Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Thanks.
So, when's the big game?
Yesterday.
She checks her cell.
Oh, well, good luck.
Wow, she's so sweet.
Troy playfully slaps his friend. Sharpay approaches her two lockers, which are both painted pink. They open to show a luxury locker with drawers and mirrors. She shakes her doggy snow globe and kisses it. As she puts on her tiara, a prissy looking girl approaches.
What are you? I mean, who are you?
Good morning, Miss Evans. I'm Tiara Gold. I've just transferred to Eastside from London and noticed on the board that you're in need of a personal assistant.
Yeah, well, with finals, prom, graduation, I need someone tracking my appointments and assignments. Ugh. Most importantly, I need someone to run lines with me for the spring musical. That's a theater term for...
Learning your role. I understand. It's best to keep your science and math books together, since those are your first lessons of the day.
How do you know my schedule?
I took the liberty of checking. Simply to make certain I'd have your non-fat, no-foam soy latte ready for free period.
One packet of sweetener?
Organic, of course.
I'll email you my wardrobe choices each morning so that our outfits won't clash. If you own any orange, get rid of it. By the way, like the accent. It's sweet.
Rocketman deliberately bumps into Troy.
Troy, my brother. Can I have your gym locker?
What?
Like, starting next week? You know, I'll probably be running the team next season, and I think it'll help me out with the guys.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that?
I don't know. Oh, tardy again. Later, bro.
A teacher stops Rocketman.
Are you serious? What about her?
Sharpay struts into the classroom.
All right, everyone, settle down. I know we are all still excited about our Wildcats top-to-bottom championships.
That would be back-to-back, Miss Dean.
Whatever the case, it was a grand slam. Well done. And now our student body president and co-editor of the yearbook, Miss Taylor McKessie, has some important announcements. Taylor.
Senior trip committee meets tomorrow and reports Thursday to prom committee, which is headed by Martha. So you guys can pick up your tickets from her. This year's theme is the last waltz. But don't be the last to pick up your tickets. Graduation committee convenes Monday following yearbook planning. Picture deadline is Thursday, and final study groups alternate with all of the above. Questions?
Yeah. What's the lunch special in the cafeteria today?
New York Deli. Anyone else?
Moving on, Miss Sharpay Evans, four-term president of the drama club. Spring musicale report.
Well, with prom finals, everyone is so busy. I was thinking I'd select something very modest to perform. Perhaps even a one-woman show.
Hmm? A little light on the sign-ups, Kelsey?
No, we're actually doing pretty well.
Well, well, well. Almost the entire homeroom. How inspiring. I will happily see all of you at free period to discuss the show and to make a very special announcement.
The class follow Kelsey into the drama studio.
Look, I'll be retaking my finals two or three times. I'm moving into the library.
I'm working on my truck every day after school.
I've got five recipes to nail for my family science final.
We've got a yearbook to edit, so no.
Sorry, geez. I just thought since it was the last show, everyone would want to do it.
No, you're wrong.
Hey, you guys listen up. Kelsey's right. We should do this. This is our last chance to do something together. All of us. Something really fun.
Oh, yippee.
So what do you say, Wildcats?
No, I still don't think it's a good idea.
Come on, guys.
Gabriella pleads to the reluctant Troy.
I'm in. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, how much time will it take?
Yeah, and what the heck is the show about?
You, Mr. Danforth.
Me?
The spring musicale is all about you.
Sharpay faints.
Wait, hold up. If it's about me, then can I have my ball back? Please?
Okay. It's about all of you.
Go.
And all of you will create it. A show about your final days at East High. We'll call it Senior Year.
Genius.
Playing a role is easy, but being yourself. Now that's a challenge.
Yeah, Mr. Arby.
Kelsey will compose, Ryan will choreograph, and I will direct. Now, I have some very important news from the Juilliard School in New York City, America's preeminent college for the performing arts. And for the first time in East High history, Juilliard is considering four of you for one available scholarship. Miss Sharpay Evans.
I'm already packed.
Mr. Ryan Evans.
Dance.
Miss Kelsey Nielsen.
What, they got my letter?
They certainly did. And yes. Lastly, Mr. So Troy Bolton.
What?
Juilliard will be sending representatives to observe our show.
Juilliard?
So good luck to our four applicants.
Yeah. Nice, guys. That's pretty funny. So, who's the big comedian?
Is it you? Is there something wrong?
Yeah, I didn't apply.
I've never heard of Juilliard.
Well, that may be, Mr. Bolton, but evidently Juilliard has heard of you. And as you create this show, you must dig deep and think about your aspirations and dreams for the future. Line up downstage, please. Let's begin with Mr. Danforth. Step forward, please. Your future.
It's easy. It's U of A. Hoops all the way.
Yeah.
Miss McKessie. I'm going to be the president of the United States of America.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to finish college first, of course.
Martha Cox, you're late.
I'm sorry, Miss Jarvis. I just thought that maybe we could use a few more dancers.
Oh. Loads more students run onto the stage.
I feel a show coming on already! Mr. Bolton! Mr. Bolton!
Hmm?
Your future.
Oh, yeah, you know, thinking about...
Gabriella steps forward to cover Troy.
I think we should stage the perfect prom.
Golly gee, how adorable.
What do I want? Gosh, I wouldn't know where to begin.
But I know where it ends.
Center stage.
A single spotlight. A huge marquee that reads...
A sign reads New York Deli Platter, corned beef on rye, potato salad, pickles, apple parfait. Pick up your prom tickets today. She approaches Ryan and Tiara at the counter.
New York Deli Platter, please.
How can you think about food at a time like this?
Maybe because it's lunchtime? No pickles. You better throw that big apple parfait in there.
Okay, this show is our last shot, Ryan.
He rolls his eyes.
Sharpay's meal, please, thanks.
Here you are.
That puppy dog Troy Bolton only pretended to know nothing about Juilliard. Give me a break.
You seem pretty surprised to me.
Oh, okay, so the theater fairy magically sent in Troy's application? Performers can't fool me, Ryan. They're deceitful, ambitious, and ruthless.
Aren't we performers?
Exactly.
Hmm.
Ugh. Imagine having everything we ever dreamed. Don't you want it?
Maybe.
Can't you see it?
Kinda.
Imagine first audition after college, I get the lead.
Apart from me?
Well, of course.
Yeah, right.
You gotta believe it.
You
and I, all the fame.
Sharpay, what's his name?
Sound exciting?
Inviting.
Let's do it then.
Listening.
Personal stylist, agent, and a publicist.
But where do I fit into this?
With you, we can win.
Win the part.
Think bigger.
Become superstars.
That's better. Don't you see that bigger is better? And better is bigger. A little bit is never enough. No, no, no. You want it all.
You want it. You know that you want it. The fame and the fortune and more.
You want it all.
You want it. You know that you want it. You gotta
How you doing?
Ryan and Sharpay in everything. Back to reality in the canteen.
Yeah. It's ours, Ryan.
Wait a minute. Miss D said that there's only one scholarship. There's two of us.
We're twins. They're gonna have to take us both. Listen, Kelsey always writes her best songs for Troy and Gabriella. So you make certain we get those songs.
How?
Polish her glasses, buy her some ruby slippers, take her to prom. I don't know. Just do it.
A new day, and Gabriella, in a flower print dress, steps off the yellow school bus. She meets Taylor.
Hey, Tay.
Morning, sunshine.
So you're going to rehearsals today?
Do I have a choice? You got us into this. Which I don't understand, considering you may not even be here for the show. Have you told anyone you're up for Stanford's freshman honors program?
No.
Well, you're going to be hearing from them any day. Hello?
Taylor, these things take time. Hey.
I need you right away.
What?
Look up.
Troy's on the school roof.
I have to go.
This has 2 weeks detention written all over it.
Have fun.
With her long dark hair flowing, Gabriella runs up the stairs to the rooftop garden.
I really need your help. Which one do you think I should wear?
Because
you're gonna have a pretty dress. So I wanna look right.
Well, I've never been asked to a prom, but this almost sounds like an invitation. This one.
She puts a black tuxedo jacket on him.
I've never been to a dance. Much less a prom. But I was hoping these might be a good start.
He produces 2 prom tickets. Gabriella beams at him.
Do you think we're gonna have to waltz? Because I have no idea how to do that.
All I know is what my dad taught me when I was a little girl. He'd stand on his toes and he'd waltz me around the living room. Come here, I'll show you.
What?
Come here.
What on the roof?
She takes his hand and leads him onto an empty space on the roof.
Come here, you'll love it.
Take my hand, take a breath, pull me close, and take one step. Keep your eyes locked on mine.
Won't you promise,
now, won't you promise me that you'll never forget?
We'll keep dancing,
to keep dancing
wherever we go next. It's like catching lightning, the chances of finding someone like you. It's one in a million, the chances of feeling the way we do. Every step together,
So is that a yes?
In every language, we see, yeah, yes. Oh, come on!
She runs off and leaves a smiling Troy in the pouring rain. In the men's locker room, Rocket Man and Donnie's lockers are empty. They're just in towels.
Where's our clothes?
Yo, Rocket Man.
Oh, there they are.
Thought you guys wanted our lockers.
Yeah, it's moving day, fellas.
Good job, guys.
Sweet!
Good job.
Nice.
Oh, thanks, man.
Perfect timing, Bolton.
You know, we weren't just given these lockers. We had to earn them.
Right. Thanks, man.
Hey, chat, what's the combo?
Yeah, what's the combo, guys?
Oh, it's like you said. You gotta earn them.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Hey, guys, check my bag! What are you talking about?
Not cool,
guys. Oh, hey, Bolton, therefore.
Hey, stop playing dead!
Troy and Chad run off with their clothes. They run into the gym where some girls are playing volleyball. In the auto shop. Now in the drama studio.
Arms, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, you're really stressing me out right now.
Four, five,
I need to breathe.
Six,
you know, I don't know what Ryan is doing. He's doing some kind of
five,
yoga
six,
fossy
seven,
thing.
8, 2, 3, 4. What are you doing? 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. Great. 5, 6, 7.
Troy, just give me my clothes.
Yearbook opportunity. Photo up.
Taylor takes pictures of Rocket Man and Donnie. Miss Darbus approaches them.
Bold choice, gentlemen. We all must have the courage to discover ourselves. However, at East High, we will discover ourselves whilst clothed. But welcome to our drama club and our spring musicale.
Yeah, welcome.
The stage crew can use your help during detention. Painting sets. Throw a sheet over them. Ryan.
Okay. All right, guys, let's go back up to the top. Jason, why don't you come down here and help me out?
Troy drives up outside Gabriella's house.
Fuel pump. Work in progress. And if my truck falls apart because I'm spending all my free time on stage, it's all your fault. And you really think I'd be spending any time at all up there if it wasn't for you?
You know what? I do.
What?
You're so good. Troy, I watch you in rehearsals. You love it. Why is that so hard for you to admit?
It isn't to you. But to my dad? To Chad? Yeah, it's a little hard.
Shouldn't it be?
You know, they're happy as long as we're all talking about U of A. You chose Stanford. U of A was sort of chosen for me. I haven't talked to anybody about this, but I've had offers from other colleges. I'm really listening.
I get it, Troy. I still have decisions to make, too.
Like what?
Oh, I thought I heard you. I was just making some snacks inside. Are you guys hungry? I interrupted something, didn't I?
Just talking, Mom.
Homework.
Okay.
Speaking about homework, come on.
I was joking.
Back at school, Troy, Gabriella, Taylor, and Chad are helping out on the yearbook.
Compliments of Zeke. Careful, they're still hot.
Okay.
But he doesn't know they're gone yet, so you have to eat all the evidence.
Kissing up to the yearbook editors. It's a very smart move.
Well, Chad's hoping for 2 pages on himself. Maybe even a third page, just for his hair.
Hey, what's right is right. Oh, Hoops, by the way, could you take me after school to check out that tuxedo?
Tuxedo? For what?
For prom.
Oh, honey.
If that's what you call an invitation, you'll be dancing with yourself.
Taylor storms off.
Oh. Oh.
Yo, 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 it's lunchtime!
Troy approaches Chad and pats him on the shoulder.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's now or never, man.
The garden club is rooting for you.
Chad swaps his basketball for a bunch of flowers. He looks nervous.
Okay. Going in. Go get her.
Right.
Hey, no, we're doing this now.
How long have you been up there?
Okay, it's great.
Chad and Troy make their way through the crowded cafeteria. Taylor and Gabriella are sitting down. Chad addresses Taylor with flowers in his hand.
Okay, your turn. So, hey. I was kind of wondering if you'd maybe go with me.
Oh, hey, Chad. They have tuna surprise on the menu. It's good. Really good.
Dude. Taylor. I'm asking you to prom.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you because it's so loud in here. Did you hear something?
No, neither did I.
Okay, excuse me. Excuse me, everybody.
What are you...
Yo!
Oh.
My friend has something to say.
Chad looks around in shock. Taylor waits patiently for him to speak. He takes a deep breath and jumps onto another table. He stands proudly.
Taylor McKessie, will you please be my date to the senior prom?
Taylor considers his invitation and breaks into a smile.
I'd be honored.
Dude, I need to go shoot some hoops.
You nailed it, man.
Guess now it's official. Can't back out, can't back out, no.
Get ready, for the night of nights, the night of nights, alright.
Don't panic, panic! Now do we have to dress up for the prom? Dude, I don't think we have the choice.
Yeah, it's the night of all nights, gotta look just right. Dressing to impress the boys.
Do I want classic or vintage or plaid? Where's the mirror? I think this tux is too tight, it makes me look weird.
basic. Ryan, your choreography is quite inventive.
Thank you.
And Jason, we do not chew gum in the theater or at prom. See me at detention. The lighting crew needs some help. Excellent work, everyone. Don't forget costumes on the rack. I will see you all tomorrow.
Sharpay.
I heard Kelsey's writing something amazing for Troy and Gabriella.
A song, most likely.
Just find out what it is.
Okay. Go.
Hi, boy. How was that? Thank you.
Hey, Troy. Good job, man.
Dude, stop doing that.
Sorry.
Hey, look. There's Sharpay. Now, you didn't hear this from me, right? Okay. But she has a secret crush on you.
A secret crush on me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Zara.
Yo. You can call me Rocket Man if you want to.
How generous. Mr. Zara, since you have become such a dedicated presence, I'm making you an understudy.
Miss Gold.
Yeah.
You as well.
Nice.
All right, dude.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm playing the understudy. That's right. What's up?
Understudy isn't a role, you moron. It means you go on if one of the leads can't make the performance.
Well, hate to break it to you, sister, but you're one too.
The difference being I can actually carry a tune.
Whoa. Listen, babe, I wouldn't sing with you if my hair was on fire and you were the last bucket of water on Earth.
I wouldn't sing with you if I was starving and you were the last pickle at the picnic.
Wanna go to lunch sometime?
Gentlemen, start your engines.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Yo, come check out these guitars. Yeah.
In the yearbook office.
What is this?
Taylor opens Gabriella's letter.
Stanford University's freshman honors program court.
Oh my god!
Oh my goodness! You and 29 other students are invited for an early orientation?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's huge!
Yeah.
Your mom must be so proud.
Taylor, you're the only one that knows.
Oh, but you've already accepted, right? I'm throwing you a going away party. This is huge.
You can't get rid of me that easy. Plus, we've got a yearbook to do, remember? Back to work.
Okay. Gabriella, yes. These are Sharpay's yearbook photos.
Of course they are. Thank you.
After hearing Gabriella's news, Tiara walks off with a sly look on her face. In the library, Sharpay approaches.
This better be good.
They select only 30 freshmen from the entire incoming class. It's a special 3 weeks honor program.
How prestigious.
But the program starts in 2 weeks. She'd miss our your show.
Oh my goodness. What to do? Well, the show must go on, mustn't it?
She prints off a copy of Gabriella's profile from the Stanford website. Ryan arrives at school in a blue moped scooter. He approaches Kelsey in the music room. She is at the piano. He pours himself some tea from the teapot on the top of the piano. He sits down on the piano stool next to Kelsey and looks at her score sheet. He plays what she has written.
I got a lot of things I have to do. All these distractions, our future's coming soon. A whipping pull,
100 different directions.
But whatever happens,
I know I've got you.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
I mean, really, the prom number, everything. It's gonna be a great show. Speaking of prom, what are you doing?
Well, it's 2 days before the show. You know, I'm writing orchestrations and fixing charts. I still have to write lyrics.
Great. I'll pick you up at 8.
You're on my mind, you're in my heart. It doesn't matter where we are, we'll be all right. Even if we're miles apart.
Oh, I wanna do
You know how life can be. It changes overnight.
It's sunny, then raining, but it's alright. A friend like you always makes it easy.
I know that you're getting me
every time.
Through every up, through every down, you know I'll always be around. Through anything, you can count on me. All I wanna do is be with you, be with you. There's nothing we can do. Just wanna be with you, only you. No matter where life takes us, nothing can break us apart. You know it's true. I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be.
Kelsey claps Troy and Gabriella's performance.
Bravo! Great rehearsal.
Pity the actor that has to follow you.
I believe that actor is you, Mr. Choreographer.
Oh, really?
Okay, let's take five and run it again.
Yes!
Ooh, Ryan! I really like that.
Yeah. That's five, everybody.
Sharpay approaches Ryan.
Did you get a copy of that song from Kelsey?
No, but I'm taking her to prom.
Brilliant! Keep your friends close, and your enemies closer. Now get me that duet.
Sharpay, you are not Gabriella.
Is it? Don't be so sure.
Ryan looks confused as she walks off at a salvage yard.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, the boys are back.
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
Troy and Chad arrive in Troy's clapped-out rusty truck.
Mr. Riley.
Troy! There is nothing like the purr of a well-tuned engine. And that wasn't it.
Yeah, my fuel pump's deceased. You have a radiator cap for me?
Haven't you boys ever heard of duct tape?
That's what I got on it now.
Well, dig around over there. I'm sure you'll find what you want. I am so excited about you boys playing at the U of A next year. I already bought my season tickets.
Wow.
Look, I gotta take off early today, so lock up for me when you're done, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks. You know where the key is. Say hey to Coach.
Will do. Did you hear that? He's got season tickets, man. It's time to start practicing. And take a breather, LeBron. Don't you ever feel like your whole future is being laid out in front of you?
What's your point?
I don't know. I just want my future to be my future. Do you see what happens when you do a show? You're like five people.
Yeah, but what's so bad about that, man? We used to come here as kids, we'd be 10 people. We'd be spies. Superheroes, rock stars. Hold this. We were whatever we wanted to be whenever we wanted to be it. It was us, man.
Yeah, well, we were like 8 years old. You know, for the record, I was a much better superhero than you were.
Take it back to the place where you know it all began. We could be anything we wanna be. We can tell by the noise and the boys are back again. Together making history.
It's time to show how
to be a superhero.
Just like Showdown,
Will Smith and Bobby De Niro.
We're the best, no doubt.
Turn it like we used to do.
This is our town,
and I'm telling you all.
With the right, we fight every single time. Undefeated here in our house, yeah. We can rock, we can shock, anytime we like. And tonight we're going all out.
It's time to show how
to be a superhero. Go.
Just like a showdown,
keep the pedal to the metal.
Go!
We're the best, no doubt. Doing it like we used to do.
This is our town,
and I'm telling you all.
Back, gonna do it again, gonna wake up the neighborhood.
Troy and Chad climb down from the bonnet of the car in the deserted car yard. It's now nighttime.
So what are you going to do if Juilliard says yes?
I don't know.
That's not what I wanted to hear. I'm getting your butt back in the gym tomorrow. Got me?
Why, so I can whoop your butt again?
Dream on.
With my eyes closed.
A new day, and Troy walks down the corridor, greeting people along the way. He opens his locker. Inside is a picture of Gabriella. He stares at it until Sharpay suddenly appears, startling him.
Hi, Troy. I realize I haven't offered my congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad the season's over, so...
I didn't mean basketball, silly. I meant Gabriella.
What?
Her missing the show is a little disappointing, but being selected for Stanford's freshman honors program? That is amazing for her and for East High.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everyone else does. The whole school's buzzing. The honors get to spend some time with Stanford's top professors starting next week.
Next week?
Mm-hmm. Look right there. You really didn't know? Okay, this is a little awkward. I guess her not telling you means that she's on the fence about it. But who better than Troy Bolton to encourage her to accept the honor? Since the only thing possibly holding her back would be... you. Well, I'll see rehearsal. Toodles.
Troy is left holding the Stanford printout of Gabriella's profile. Nighttime at Gabriella's house. She's lying on her bed doing her homework. Her phone rings.
Hello?
Hello. Somebody order a pizza pie?
I can order a pizza.
Special delivery!
Margarita pizza.
Shh.
Just the way you like it. Let's not forget, what's a picnic without chocolate-covered strawberries?
I wouldn't be right.
Troy and Gabriella have a picnic on her bedroom floor. Unwanted crusts are thrown away.
Do you want the last strawberry? Come on. This might very well be the best strawberry in the whole world, but you wouldn't know because you're not going to eat it.
Fine, then.
He feeds the chocolate strawberry to her.
You all right?
So here's the thing. Your freshman honors program at Stanford.
How'd you hear about that?
A lot of people heard about it, but I wasn't one of them. Why?
Because I knew what you would say.
Of course you should do the honors program. Is that what you were trying to tell me? Backyard the other day?
One of the things.
What else?
I've been thinking about trying to talk my mom into staying in Albuquerque another year. I'll just take some classes here and go to Stanford when I'm ready.
You can't just put off something as amazing as Stanford. You gotta go. It's the right thing to do.
I always do the right thing, you know, but maybe I want to be a little crazy this time. You know, everything about my life has always been full speed ahead. I told you. I wish it would all just slow down to a stop.
We're gonna graduate. That's going to happen. Nothing is gonna slow down.
I guess my heart just doesn't know it's in high school. Shh. Try, you don't have to say anything else. I'm a lot better at goodbyes than you. Had a ton of practice.
Why are you saying goodbye? We still have prom. We still have to graduate.
I meant good night.
They kiss, and she tenderly brushes the hair away from his face.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good night.
Troy climbs down the tree outside Gabriella's bedroom window. She watches his descent. In his truck, a frustrated Troy turns the key.
Available to us. However, the show must indeed go on. So, Sharpay, you will do Gabriella's duet with Troy. Tiara, are you ready to step in for Sharpay?
Those sparkling shoes are impossible to fill, Miss Darbus.
Oh, don't worry. Kelsey, we'll work with you. Come on, people. Let's rise to the occasion. We're all pros here. Let's do it for Gabriella, okay? Kelsey, Troy, Ryan, to the piano.
All right, everyone, we have a lot of work to do. There are sets to paint. I want you to drill that second number. Let's go. Come on, people, double time.
Back at home, Troy enters his kitchen and picks up a biscuit. His house is in darkness. Upon hearing a noise, Troy walks into his yard. His dad is playing basketball.
Hey, it's late.
Yeah. You're from Gabriella?
Yeah.
She's knee-deep in geniuses out there. Believe it or not, she says the food's better at East High.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still coming down for prom?
Yeah.
How's that big show going?
Ah, you don't want to know.
Troy's dad looks him straight in the eye.
What are you going to tell me about this Juilliard?
There's nothing to tell.
Well, maybe there is. I heard you talking to other schools. I mean, is this serious?
Yeah, U of A isn't the only school that's talked to me, Dad. You know that.
But it's the only school we talked about. Chad would be awfully disappointed if you decided to change your mind.
No, Chad would get over it. Would you?
Son, we've been going to U of A games ever since you were a little kid. All you ever talked about was wearing that Red Hawks uniform.
But I'm not a little kid anymore, Dad. You raised me to make my own choices, and I need to make them. Not you or Chad or anybody else. Me.
Hey. Troy, come on. Troy.
Troy storms off. His dad follows. Outside the school, Troy, in a black hoodie, parks his truck. Lightning flashes in the sky. He stalks through the school. He stops outside his dad's office and looks at all the trophies in the cabinet. He walks into the changing rooms and takes off his hoodie. His muscular back is highlighted by the moonlight. He puts on his red Wildcats vest.
Pushing.
Now, out of breath, he looks over the auditorium, squints his eyes, and spies a figure in the darkness.
Miss D? I know I'm not supposed to be here.
Aren't you? Well, nor should I be at this hour, I suppose, but I am trying to rebalance a show in which Sharpay now plays the role of Miss Montez. And the reason for your visit is?
I don't know. I think I feel like this is a good place to...
Scream? Feel free?
Or just to think?
The stage can be a wonderful partner in the process of self-discovery. You seem very comfortable up there.
I do.
Which is why I submitted an application in your name to Juilliard.
It was you.
Better to consider opportunities now than in 10 years when life may limit your choices. If I overstepped, I apologize.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just confused.
What a life in the theater has taught me is to trust one's instincts. And that takes courage. A quality you don't seem to lack. Last one out turns off the lights.
He contemplates her words. At Stanford, Gabriella walks through the campus with a number of files in her hands. Now, back at the auditorium, Ryan is choreographing.
So, walk, jump in, around the world, and spin out. See, you got it.
You're easier to dance with than she is.
Okay, my turn.
Okay, here we go, from the top. Walk, jump down, around the world.
Hands up!
All right, everyone, let's just... Take five, all right? Take five. You, two, house, up.
Hooksman, over here. You look like you're having the time of your life.
Messing up the dances and messing up all the songs. I'm sorry.
It's all of us, and all of us pretty much know why. If it wasn't for Gabriella, this musical would have just been another Sharpay show. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
A happy Gabriella leaves the Stanford campus. She rides on a bicycle in the sun with a contented look on her face. Back at home, Troy and Chad enter the kitchen where Troy's mother is preparing food. He has his tux in his hand.
Hey, Mama.
Hi. Wow. Gorgeous.
Yeah. I'd like to take credit, but Gabriella picked it out, so...
Oh, and I ordered that corsage that you showed me. It's gonna be perfect.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Oh, you did good.
Hey, it's Gabriella. Hey, I just showed my mom the tux.
We need to talk. I can't be a little adult right now, Troy. I'm hoping you understand that.
No, don't even say that.
He leaves the kitchen.
Gabriella... Promise in 2 days. You're supposed to be on a plane right now.
It's taken me 2 weeks to get used to being away from you. From East High and all my friends.
I know.
So what, I come back, go to prom and leave again? And then it's graduation and leave again?
That was our plan.
I don't think I can do it, Troy. I think I've run out of goodbyes.
Why do you keep saying goodbye?
I love you, Wildcat. But I need to stay right where I am. I'm sorry.
Gabriella.
She sadly hangs up on him.
She's not coming back, man.
She's gonna miss the prom?
No, she's not coming back at all.
Wow. That's lousy, man. It really is. But hey, man. Everybody knows that you don't bring the girl with you after high school. Look, Gabriella is already one step ahead, as usual. Right now, you gotta snap out of it, dude. She's off at Stanford. Hey, look, I am right there with you. Okay, Taylor's heading to Yale. And you and me going to U of A. It's a whole new ball game.
Maybe I don't see my life as a ball game anymore, man.
Look. You're gonna go to the prom with us. You're gonna be with all your friends. You're gonna have a good time. All right?
Well, I don't plan on missing my prom.
He has a determined look on his face. Chad ruffles Troy's hair playfully. Back at Stanford, Gabriella leaves the building and gets on her bike. She cycles to a park where she puts her bike into a bike rack. As she walks through the park, she suddenly stops. In front of her is Troy's rusty old pickup truck.
Figured you'd be the last one out of the building.
I don't believe this.
I took a wrong turn on the way to prom. So did you.
You are so crazy, Wildcat. And what is it with you and trees?
I guess I see things more clearly from up here.
Well, you look handsome. Promise tonight in Albuquerque. It's 1,000 miles away.
My prom is wherever you are. If I'm gonna have a last dance at East High, it's gonna be with you.
He puts a flower into Gabriella's wrist.
Take my hand, I'll take the lead, and every turn will be safe with me. Don't be afraid, afraid to fall. You know I'll catch you through it all, and you can keep
even a thousand miles apart.
They share a warm and tender kiss.
You know, I'm not the only one that changed when you came to East High. Kids that I used to just pass in the hallway. We're friends now. And we're supposed to be doing a show together. Problem is, East High changed when you got there. Now it's changed again because you left. You might be ready to say goodbye to East High. But East High's not ready to say goodbye to you.
He gently touches her hair. Back at East High, and the auditorium is filling up. Sharpay limbers up.
Hey, Mommy and Daddy. How is Africa? No, I mean India. Oh, fabulous. Okay, well, the show is starting soon. Oh, you're in the lobby? Okay. Toodles. Oh, and I love the roses.
Rocket Man approaches.
Hey, what's up? We haven't formally met, but I feel like I know you in sort of a vibey level. I'm Jimmy the Rocket Zara.
Jimmy the Rocket? What are you, some sort of Muppet gangster? Oh. Oh, what is that? Is that your cologne or a toxic spill?
Oh, yeah. It's called Babe Magnet. Bought it just for the show. You like it?
Ew, that is so gross. Hello? Send Train to see me. I need to run the song.
Yo, Dion. Oh. Troy Bolton just sent me a text. Probably just checking in.
Been driving all night. I'll try to make it for the second act. Break a leg.
Break a leg? What does that mean?
Dude, that's showbiz, but you're going on tonight.
As Troy?
Yeah.
On stage?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Get it!
All right, notify Sharpay. I will take care of Kelsey and the orchestra.
Hold on, Miss D. I think he stopped breathing.
Well, then, give him the Heimlich. It's showtime.
Go get him.
Come on.
Kelsey comes on stage. A number of cheerleaders come on stage. In the dressing room.
Entree.
Good evening, Miss Evans. 2 minutes, 2 places.
Oh, good. Can you tell Troy to come up here? I want to rehearse the kissing scene.
Hasn't anybody told you that, Troy?
Go. even if we're miles apart.
Nobody appears on stage with Sharpay.
Even if we're miles and miles and miles apart.
I think we have a problem.
Gabriella and Troy appear.
You guys gotta see this.
No, you guys are awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
There he is! Woo! Yeah! No, you're on!
Back in the dressing room.
That's my dress.
I had one made just like it. Only better. I'm playing Sharpay, remember?
You're not a singer. You're a London school
girl. Yes. London Academy of Dramatic Arts. I took the job with you to learn the ropes at East High. Now I have. Now, step aside. I need to warm up and give a good first impression, since it will be my drama department next year.
But you are so loyal. So sweet.
That's called acting. You should try it sometime. Toodles.
Sharpay is left speechless. Back in the dressing room, Sharpay looks defiant. Tiara is in the stage until Sharpay invades it.
Sharpay Evans, I believe you're in the wrong costume.
I'm in.
The two Juilliard judges are talking with Miss Darbus. They leave an envelope in her hand. Miss Darbus has a proud look on her face and enters the stage.
Another senior is being offered a Juilliard scholarship. Congratulations, Mr. Ryan Evans, choreography! And congratulations, Miss Sharpay Evans, University of Albuquerque Performing Arts. Miss Evans has agreed to return to East High next fall to assist me in running the drama department. And now a senior who, I believe, has a decision to make. Mr. Troy Bolton. Troy.
I've chosen basketball. But I've also chosen theater. The University of California, Berkeley. Offers me both. That's where I'm going to be attending next fall. But most of all, I choose the person who inspires my heart. Which is why I picked a school that's exactly 32.7 miles from you. Miss Gabriela Montez, Stanford University. Pretty low.
Mr. Danforth!
Troy runs off the stage to find a missing Chad.
He goes up for the shot and it's good! And East High Wildcat victory for the record books!
So I guess once they hand us that diplomas, we're actually done here.
What makes you think we're getting diplomas?
One question. Does Berkeley play?
Oh, yeah. We're scheduled to kick some Red Hawk butt next November.
Game on, Hoops.
Yeah.
Oh, one more steal! The final point. Bolt! You get out there and you get on stage.
Never thought I'd hear my dad say that.
Troy and Chad run out of the gym, back to the auditorium. On the way, Troy stops and gives his dad a big hug.
East High is a place where teachers encouraged us to break the status quo and define ourselves as we choose. Where a jock can cook up a mean creme brulee. And a brainiac can break down on a dance floor. It's a place where one person, if it's the right person, changes us all. East High is having friends that we'll keep for the rest of our lives. And I guess that means we really are
all in this together. Because once a wildcat, always a wildcat. Thank you.
Everyone gives Troy a standing ovation. Senior class celebrate graduation. They are in red and white gowns and all run to group together. From up above, the union makes a wildcat sign.
Oh,
The end.